The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Welcome to One Life Radio. This is wild. How's everyone doing today?
We almost had to start without her.
I'm like, my heart's racing.
Woo! Never a dull moment at One Life Radio.
I really wanted to hear who said, do you want to go higher, baby?
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm not Bernadette, you know?
I was wondering if we were all going to do it together.
We should have. Just in sync. Just, do you want to go higher, baby?
Where's my sound?
Oh, she's here. She is here, and now I can let my blood pressure decrease.
Man, can I get my opening music again? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I left my house and gave me an hour and 6 minutes to get here. And there was a horrible accident on 635. I'm glad it wasn't me. Prayers and good vibrations to those people that were in that accident, because the car is absolutely totaled. I'm sure they're in intensive care right now in one of the local hospitals here. So,
wow.
I'm completely out of breath, though.
Okay.
Racing in here, and my goodness.
Somehow you made it. I'm surprised.
I don't even know. Oh, look, I think I just got lucky, and thank you.
She called us at whatever time, it was 15, 20 minutes ago, it said it was a 35-minute drive, so
right.
I really don't know how you did it.
But you know, I didn't speed, obviously, after seeing an accident like that, there was nobody speeding. Not that I speed anyway, I really don't. I think we all, when we need to and it's safe, maybe we'll go over the speed limit a little bit, but yeah.
It never really seems to make a difference anyways, if you speed.
It doesn't what? I can't hear you. I don't know why what's wrong with your microphone.
It doesn't
microphone.
Seem to make a difference.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, now you're on.
It keeps falling down.
I tried really hard to get that to.
Yeah. You just have to, you're just going to have to work with it.
Hold it.
Hold it.
Yeah.
I'll hold it. Yeah, I'm just saying I never speed because it never seems to make a difference. Like, you watch people who are speeding, you always meet up with them again later anyway.
Even if they're weaving and they can cut you off to get ahead, you know, 10 minutes later, there are maybe two cars ahead and one lane over.
Yeah, it doesn't seem worth it.
No, it's not. It's slow and steady wins the race, right?
For some reason, that always makes me feel good inside when I'm like, I caught up with you and you were being a crazy driver.
Right.
And I was just going the speed
limit.
Imagine
the anxiety and the stress that they are experiencing on the road, because that takes a great level of intensity, you know, and the hormones are flowing. You've got adrenaline running through your system. The world is like you're in combat mode because you're trying to get, you know, the next inch ahead of everybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you know, you can be very zen and very relaxed and very mindful in the way that you drive.
You can be an a-hole.
Right.
Your choice.
Right.
And there are so many of them. I swear to you, you really can tell the state of affairs in our country, I swear to you, by just simply how courteous or discourteous people drive. So many people are so rude, like incredibly rude. And then you'll meet like a really nice person too. So you never know. But you know, if you're behind the wheel, you know, be congenial, be nice, treat other people and other drivers the way you would like to be treated.
We are citizens, and it becomes, you know, almost more apparent than any other place when we're on the road.
Yeah.
And when we're respectful of others, when we show that recognition that we're all on the road together, we're all trying to get someplace important, and we can make room and give a little time to the other person, you know, I think it makes a big difference.
It feels really grown up, too, when, like, there's, like, a traffic incident and everybody's cooperating.
So true.
I'm always like, look at us, we're all getting along. This is nice.
Right. There is some civility or civility
exactly.
in the world. Absolutely. Well, I had this great opening plan because I read all weekend long. I did celebrate a little, you know, St. Patty's in the afternoon just for a little while, but I was home before dark because there were so many drunks
on
the road Saturday night. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I didn't. And I know you were, Aviana was in San Antonio. Were you down in the madness on Greenville Avenue?
I was on a float. I was... I was throwing the beads and the candy.
Throwing the beads.
Right. Okay. I had a blast. I've never done it before. And
oh,
it was
really?
So much fun.
It is fun. I've done it before. What float were you on?
It was the Notre Dame float. So, Fighting Irish.
So, how did you get on that float? How does one just get on a float?
Well, one of his best friends went to Notre Dame, so he's on the float every year. And
okay.
His dad pulls the trailer, and so they all went to Notre Dame. They're all big fans.
Nice.
So I was a poser this weekend.
Nice. My mom attended Notre Dame for, I think, a year or two.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My dad graduated from Notre Dame.
Really?
Uh-huh, in 1940.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's probably about the year my mother did. I don't know for sure. I'd ask her, but she's passed. So I'm sure it's somewhere in our history books, right?
Probably
family
somewhere.
History books. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was reading. I love what we're talking about today. We're talking about the benefits of connection. So many important messages that Dr. Mike McFarland is going to bring to the table today, I'm sure, with his intellect and good heart that he has. And, of course, Autumn Warren is going to be talking about fluoride. Okay, so I watched the film.
Oh, you
I started watching the documentary. I think it was Friday night. The documentary Unwell. What is it? What is the name?
The Calling.
Yeah. I've watched a couple, so yeah. I'm getting them mixed up.
No, they all have similar titles anyway.
But my gosh, you know.
I know.
I wanted to go back and watch it again before the show today to take some extreme notes, not just light notes, like extreme notes, because it's very scary. Fluoride is scary.
Super scary.
And I want to get to the very root of it, no pun intended. I want to get to the bottom of it and find out what the heck is real and what's not real. And so, but there's definitely a great place to start is right here today talking about it. I have a feeling that we're going to continue talking about this for a few weeks, though, because, I mean, what's more important than the water that you drink every day?
Right.
So true.
the fact that people just ignore it is strange to me.
Well, like I couldn't be weird enough, you know? Like, I'm already half crazy from all the information that I read. And now this is just one more thing, which I kind of sort of knew, but you try to forget, like, a lot of bad as you read so you don't go completely insane. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start every place I go. I use filtered water. I mean, if you think about the cumulative effect, if you eat or drink out a lot, even the water that you're drinking, you need to beware. And Autumn's going to share a lot of information, and so am I. I will share this. Okay, so this is one of my favorite books. Now, be patient because I got here kind of discombobulated. And so, okay, so this is a book called Water and Salt, The Essence of Life, The Healing Power of Nature. It's by Dr. Barbara Hendel and Peter Ferreria. And it's, I want to get them on the show, actually. I do. And so I was just reading this one little part of this book, Does Water Affect Our Willpower? And I'm like, what? What are they talking about? And I'm just going to read this little bit of this book. It says, the purification of our water by adding fluoride and chlorine poses another danger. Chlorine causes an unnatural isolated frequency pattern in our body, which promotes dissonant thought patterns in our brain. Are you finding this fascinating, Dr.
Yes,
McFarland?
Mm-hmm.
Is a PhD and psychologist. Okay, so it says that science has known for about 70 years that sodium fluoride damages a certain region of the brain, an area where our individual willpower or self-assertion resides. This willpower is evidently surrendered after long-term consumption of tap water and common table salt, okay?
Wow.
And says, thinking of how many people have been drinking water treated with fluoride and eating common table salt for 30 years or longer, it comes to no surprise that there are so many consumer slaves in our society, materialistic and without any willpower whatsoever.
Oh, goodness.
Fascinating. I would love to read more
of
that research.
I know, right? I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to be a scientist. I wish I was younger so I could go back to college and just be a scientist. And seriously, there's so much to know. And water, you think water just seems so simple, but it's not. And it's something that we all need to survive. We drink
everything
it every
it.
Single
yep.
day.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But so tell me the name of the documentary again so the listeners can watch it if
it's
they want.
It's called The Culling.
The Culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G.
Uh-huh. And okay. I think there's a subtitle too because they do multi-part ones, but this would obviously be the one on fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
Well, and I wanted to talk about recycling today too because that's a pet peeve of mine. And I saw this article, and they send me free magazines all the time, so I got the most recent issue of Martha Stewart Living, and this is a girl that in 1 year that's all the waste that she produced. In one whole year because she has become obsessed with not leaving a footprint on the earth. But it says that the how many pounds of trash a day do you think the average American generates each day? How many pounds?
Five.
Five? That's pretty close.
5.1.
You're closer. Bing, bing, bing. 5.7 pounds of trash one of us produces every single day.
I feel shame.
Yeah. You know? Think about that. And then it says that 10,400 potential pounds of trash that Laura Singer, this is the girl they wrote the article about, saved from going into landfills since 2012. She's on this program. I'm going to talk about some of her tips later on in the show because I think it's so important.
Yeah, it is.
Did she get it down to that small amount because she was recycling, or did she just not?
Recycling, repurposing. So if you think about it, like with something as simple as you go, because I was thinking, okay, how can I start reducing even more than I already do? Because, I mean, I even bring my recycled boxes from Natural Grocer back to the store so other people can use them. And any kind of bag I collect them all, and I use them for cat litter. And those that I don't, I bring back to Natural Grocer so other people can reuse them and repurpose them. But I was thinking, even in produce, I'm not buying any more produce from right now that comes in a plastic container. If it's not on the shelf, you know, with the water sprinkling all over it, I'm not buying it. So,
and do you put that stuff in a baggie, like you personally? Do you put the stuff that's on? I mean, do you put it in one of the produce bags?
What? Like
the fresh produce?
No, I have those. I have the reusable netted ones. Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell me what.
Netted.
They sound fancy.
Nice enunciation. All right.
I had some and I didn't like them.
My gosh. Well, I mean, I'm not crazy about them. It's just about getting used to them. Well, why don't we invent our own, Autumn? Let's do it. Okay.
I've got some free time.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. You were there, everywhere, and all I could taste was love the way we made it. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breath spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non-GMO, all-natural-made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments: heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Into the streets, we're coming out. We never sleep, never get tired. Through urban fields and suburban life. Turn the crowd up now, we'll never back down.
Love this song. Here it comes. Sing along. Love that song. Who's going to save the world with me? Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, Autumn Warren, and Dr. Mike McFarland. I'm out of breath. Dr. Mike McFarland is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Michael provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, which is OCD, in case you didn't know what that is. And I think OCD is so overused. The word is so overused.
It's like ADHD.
We're all a little OCD. I exhibited that this morning when I went back and checked my door. Not once, but twice. I'm a little OCD, but I was being distracted by many things. But you also specialize in male body image and eating disorders. Always a pleasure to have you in studio and on the show. Dr. Mike McFarland, you can find him at OneLifeRadio.com, and you can also find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. Today, we're talking about the benefits of connection. This is such a great subject. It really is. You know, for most of us, you know, we all like to socialize with friends, family, coworkers as part of our daily lives. But what does research tell us about the mental health benefits of connection with others?
Well, it probably shouldn't come as much of a surprise, but of course, you know, a lot of research shows that if you look back from an evolutionary perspective, humans are innately very compassionate beings, and we are a social species, meaning that you rarely find communities or individuals living by themselves out in the wilderness and surviving. That doesn't happen. Humans are drawn together to support each other. You know, there was the book back in the 90s, It Takes a Village. It really does. And we come together and build our communities and support each other. Human relationships and connection is incredibly important. And we know that, I mean, we know that intuitively, but we're also realizing from research that this can be proven. And so we're you know, there's a lot of evidence that supports this. Research shows that individuals with active lives are less depressed, they're less anxious, and they just generally have a greater sense of well-being. Their quality of life is better.
You have to keep moving forward. You can't isolate yourself when you're going through, you know, difficult times. I recently have my youngest daughter, you know, excuse me. She had a camp, then she had spring break. She wanted to spend time with her sister, and then this thing and that thing. And I barely saw her because one weekend was her dad's, and it just worked out that, like, I barely saw her for almost 2 weeks, and I was so lonely. So lonely. I missed her. I guess I went through what they call the empty nest, even though I'm not actually going to go through that for another 5 years.
Right.
So I think wherever she goes, I'm going to move there.
A lot of parents do that.
Well, you know, I mean, there's nothing more important to me than family and friends. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I live for that. I can't. I'm excited because we're going to have an Easter egg hunt at my house, and I'm inviting everyone, you know, and all the kids.
Terrific.
And I love doing stuff like that. And I think that's so normal. That's the way it should be, right?
That's right. And in our society today, we see more isolation than we have in the past. And, you know, we rely a lot on electronic communications as opposed to face-to-face communications. And yet, when you look at the research, there is so much positive evidence for what happens to us when we interact on a face-to-face basis. Just face-to-face or even touching with a handshake, there's a flood of neurotransmitters that occurs in our brains, and oxytocin is the one that everyone hears so much about, but it gives us a sense of peace and well-being and connection, which is so critically important to our overall happiness in life. And I think even though we do communicate through telecommunications and our cell phones and things like that, it is lacking a critical component, which is that face-to-face interaction, that ability to touch, that ability to make eye contact and to read the subtleties of people's expressions as they're talking.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, you've never called in, but call-in guests are just simply not as good as in-studio guests because you don't have that interaction. You can't pick up on each other's little nuances. You might not, you know, you can't watch them speak, so you don't know when they're going to pause, and it just, there's a greater flow and a greater connection as you're talking about.
Right, as we're looking right now,
making eye contact. As we're looking each other right in the eye and talking about this face-to-face.
Feel the oxytocin surging through my body.
Well, and you know, there's an energy to it too. I don't know if you've ever, you can tell when you're alone in the house without another human, even with your animals are there.
That's a good point.
You step in and you get that feeling.
Yes,
you
know? There's a definite energy, and it can be a good energy or it could be a bad energy. But so how does being social help with our physical health?
Well, you know, it's not, as you mentioned, it's not just the mental health. There's a huge amount of data that's coming out. We're learning more and more every day, but probably one of the biggest benefits is longevity. And there's a lot of research right now on superagers. Superagers are classified as anyone that lives beyond 80, sort of as a group, those 80 plus individuals. And if you look across the research worldwide, you know, 20 years ago, everyone was trying to figure out what is causing these people to live longer. And so there's the Mediterranean diet. There's lots of different diets that have come out. And we've at times thought, oh, this is it. No, this is it. And what we're realizing is that there are so many different factors. The one common factor is that the individuals who live beyond their 80s, they're constantly surrounded by friends, partners, family members.
Right.
They might even live within the extended family.
Well, they say the happiest people are where three generations are living in close proximity to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite movie. And that's why. I mean, I think it's beautiful that the family is so close.
It is.
You can't
really
get a little
is.
Too close. I mean, you can't get up, you know.
Sure. I mean, that can have its own problems.
You can get a little too up, you know, in my business. But, you know, but if you have a good, healthy relationship, and I did with my parents, I talked to my parents every single night until the day they died, both of them. You know, even as I got older, it just was it's just a good feeling to check in with your parents and make sure everything's okay, especially as they get older. It's your, I feel like it's part of your rite of passage that you need to do that. Stay
absolutely
connected.
And you know, the benefits to the young are huge because the wisdom that
absolutely.
People who have just lived their lives you know, that they can impart on younger generations is tremendous and benefits everyone.
Yeah.
And so when we have that disconnection between the generations, I really think the younger generations are being cheated and just don't get that opportunity to tap into the wisdom that you can only get just from
living. And being on
That's
earth,
right.
suffering, getting through it, persevering regardless
Making
of what
it
happens.
Through trials and tribulations.
And those children are watching too. They're watching everything that you do of how you get through those tough times. And when you do, most of it is connection.
Yes. Yep.
It totally is.
Support from fans, friends, family.
And fans.
And fans.
I think some of my friends, they're fans of mine.
I'm sure.
So what can we do to improve our social lives if we are dissatisfied and find ourselves lonely and secluded? What I say volunteer, right?
I think that's a great one. And, you know, a lot of times loneliness sort of creates this depressive sense, and we even tend to not want to get out. We tend to want to stay at home, and we just lack energy. And if we give in to that, you know, loneliness, we can actually find ourselves slipping into depression.
Yeah, one begets the other. That song, this is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. You know that song? But life doesn't have to pass you by.
No,
you got to get up. You got to get connected. You've got to volunteer.
And that's one of the best ones is volunteering, just getting out there, getting out of your own head and reaching out and touching the lives of other people.
Right.
And when you can see that, you know, the smallest of things can make big differences in the quality of life for other people, it's great. You know, the concept of random acts of kindness, go to Starbucks, smile and say hi. You'd be amazed how your smile can brighten the day of someone else.
Oh, I've told the story many times. Yes. Of the Central Market story. You guys have all heard it. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it.
Okay, so it was right after my first divorce. And you're looking at me like your first divorce. Yeah, so I've been divorced twice. And each time it was heartbreaking for me. But nonetheless, you know what? You get through it. Sometimes the worst thing that happens to you is in some ways the best thing that's ever happened to you. So I was very depressed. It was the first holidays after I was divorced. My family was broken apart. And every aisle, every product I picked up, I was in tears through the whole Central Market, okay? Mm-hmm. When I got to the end, I was just like ready to like bust out bawling. And so these two Latino guys that were bagging my, one was ringing me out, one was bagging my groceries, just said to me, and he could tell I was really sad. They could tell. And he said something like, don't be sad. You're too beautiful to be sad. And it just changed their act of kindness to reach out to me and recognize that I was hurting and trying to help me change my whole holiday. I held on to that piece of kindness mm-hmm. for days, and it helped me get through. And you can do that with people. One little act. Words can kill and words can also heal. They
yes,
really can.
Absolutely. And so volunteering, reaching out and touching people's lives, just as we're talking about the random acts of kindness, notice others around you and be willing to step out of your comfort zone and be friendly, or give someone a random compliment. If you notice that they obviously worked hard on their appearance or they're doing something
yeah.
important, make a positive impact on them and let them know it makes a difference. There's more than that. If you are really struggling with a lack of friendships or connection, join a club. Join a sports team. You can, there are kickball teams out there now just for anyone.
I love kickball.
Okay, a lot of people do. It's not particularly tough on the body. I mean, it's fun. It's fun. There's great ability to connect with other people. Usually, people go socializing after those events.
Mm-hmm.
And
kickball and beer.
That's it. Exactly. And these kinds of forms of connection can build new friendships and help expand our relationships. But then also, let's not neglect our family members. It's so important.
Right.
Sometimes it's easy to be thinking, oh, I'm lonely. I need to make some new friends. But right in your back door, right there
right.
is your family. And
right.
they're not going anywhere.
And they're lonely, too.
Yes, they are.
You know?
Everyone needs that support and connection. And your family is a wonderful and, potentially consistent resource to give you that sense of belonging, connection, meaning, and value.
I love it. I couldn't agree more. Dr. Mike, always great.
Well, thank
always
you
great
for
stuff.
Me. Appreciate it.
And you have to leave. So we're going to continue on with Autumn Warren, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi everyone, it's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience.
featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order. Shake up a quick snack on the go, add some quality nutrition to any meal, or whip up some before or after a workout to get your cells what they need to fire on all cylinders. Illuminate can do that and more, and it tastes as amazing as it feels. It's only 160 calories and 19 grams of protein. I love that. And it's 100% organic. And for a limited time only, One Life Radio listeners can use the coupon code ONELIFEWARRIOR to get 20% off their entire purchase. That's One Life Warrior. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. Can you believe that Lexi and Avi, I think it was Lexi, didn't know this song? Was it you that didn't know this song?
I've never heard this in my entire life.
I don't think I have either.
Oh my God.
What song is this?
That's hysterical. Okay, we'll let it roll. I can't believe you. I just don't know how you could not hear this song. Diamond, have you known this song for years?
Once I heard the chorus, yes.
Yeah. Come on, Autumn.
No. Pretty good with music.
What is wrong with you guys?
We're all quiet. Like,
oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. Oh my gosh, MTV. Of course, you guys are all a little young.
No, I watched MTV.
You watched MTV? Yeah. Well, this is like one of the most famous songs about MTV.
Oh, is it?
It's probably the only song about MTV. I don't know. Is it the only song? It probably is. Yeah. Diamond?
I think so.
Okay. Well, Diamond's the, you know, the music girl in there. She knows her music, let me tell you. And welcome back, like I said, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Autumn Warren in studio. I love all things Autumn. She is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She is an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, and she has written a children's book. She's also the inventor of one of my favorite products, Ether Elixir, and I just want full disclaimer, I do not get paid for representing that product. I just love the product, and I love Autumn, and I want her to do well. She brings a lot to the table when she jumps on One Life Radio with us. Today, we're talking about fluoride. Okay, so I was astounded by that documentary that we were talking about earlier in the show, The Culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G. It took me a couple of days to get through it. It's like an hour and 43 minutes. Yeah, I broke it up a little bit. And so for people that like don't know, I don't know how you couldn't know what fluoride is, but it's not something you really you think of when you hear fluoride, you think, oh, it's in my toothpaste. It's supposed to protect my teeth. And that documentary, there's one little part in there that talks about, you know, how toxic it is. And it says right on the package of toothpaste that if you consume, it says don't swallow. You know, if you're little kids and you're brushing your teeth, it's very difficult for moms to teach children not to swallow the toothpaste.
Because
it's sweet. Mm-hmm. And it tastes like bubble gum or peppermint or whatever. And so you would, you naturally, instinctively wouldn't think that it's bad for you. Mm-hmm. And so, but fluoride is a very dangerous substance.
It's very dangerous. And you know, I haven't used fluoride for a really long time. My mom wasn't really into it. And I haven't been myself as an adult or as a parent either. But I kind of just thought of it more as just being an ineffective way for to keep dental problems away. I didn't really think of it as being detrimentally bad to your health.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that I've learned recently, and I've been researching it maybe for the last 3 or 4 months, and then the culmination with this documentary. I mean, fluoride is not just fluoride. Its actual name is fluorosilicic acid, and it is a byproduct of toxic waste. It is actually what is left over after you make fertilizer. So,
and that's crazy.
Right. Like, I mean, we all know fertilizer, not good, right? But what we're taking is the waste product, the toxic waste product of a product we already know is detrimental to our health, and we are then putting it in our bodies. And it's kind of crazy. It's like somebody figured out that rather than letting these big companies be taxed on having all of this toxic waste, having to get it removed, because it's very difficult to remove, extremely acidic. It'll eat through concrete, it'll eat through the limestone, so they can't even turn it into a pond because there's not a liner that they can put at the bottom of the pond and eat through that.
And think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about that. How is that not scary? And they're dumping that in water all over America.
Yeah.
And they don't do it all. There's only a few places in the world, really, that actually do it. Of course, America, because we're bought and paid for whores.
we buy it from other countries.
And then what's the other country? Australia? Is it Australia? I had the map out here. And then I think there's a couple other places in Canada that maybe they partake in it. But the rest of the world is like, no way are we putting that in our water. Thank you very much. Are you people nuts?
Right. And I mean, it was really only done as a way to evade paying taxes on disposing of a toxic waste product. So there was actually some connection originally, I mean, and we're talking decades and decades ago, where someone in the dental industry was also affiliated with the fertilizer companies. And so they paid to have these studies done to show that fluoride is actually good for your teeth, that it has this benefit. Well, it does. And when you look at it in this teeny tiny little micro vision, there is the small benefit to your bones. Your body actually thinks of fluoride. It's similar enough to calcium that it absorbs the fluoride in the same way that it would calcium. So it's going into your bones, into your teeth. The difference is what the fluoride does is it thickens it. It makes it thicker, just frankly bigger. But simultaneously is destroying the tensile strength, meaning it makes everything break easier. So your teeth may have an extra millimeter of thickness on them, but their actual strength has been lessened tremendously by the fluoride.
Wow. That's a win-win situation for the American Dental Association, right?
Well, sure. I mean, it makes them be able to say, fluoride is good to your teeth, but they're doing the whole lie of omission thing. They're not telling you that it's also very bad for your teeth at the same time. And, you know, what's better for your teeth is just taking care of them naturally.
Well, and I want to talk more about what it does to the body. I want to talk about that after the break, because we've just gotten started on this. Everyone, we're going to go to break. You're listening to One Life Radio. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, it's Bernadette. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Squatty Potty is proud to help destigmatize the taboo of potty talk. The modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. Studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Stay tuned throughout the month for offers and initiatives from Squatty Potty as they do their part to help fight against colon cancer. Visit them at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, and Autumn Warren. If you're just now joining us, we're talking about fluoride. Autumn Warren is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth. She's written a children's book and is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. So we were talking about fluoride. We were talking about whether or not it has any dental benefits. But during the break, we were talking about the fluoride being put in baby water, which is also covered in that documentary, The Culling. Yeah. And you said something that was very startling that I want you to share with our listeners.
Fluoride is one of the main, it's one of the main chemicals used to make antidepressants such as Prozac. So when it's being put into things that babies are consuming, particularly the nursery water, the ones that are used for formula fed babies. And, you know, a lot of times you just give babies water in the summer if it's hot. What they're doing is actually taking low-level doses of antidepressants. And it's no surprise that tinkering around with antidepressants isn't really good for your brain. We've all seen, you know, what happens when someone goes on and off an antidepressant. It's always, you know, horrible mood swings and things like that. It's actually changing the way that the brain processes work. And so with children, it's especially important because their brains are still growing and developing. So when they consume fluoride, it's extra bad for them because it doesn't allow their brain to develop normally.
Because of the enzymes, you were saying.
That's right. Yeah, it's an enzyme disruptor. So what it does is it turns off certain enzymes. And I mean, that's one of the ways to alleviate some of the symptoms of depression is by turning off, you know, by turning off, muting certain things. But your body, you know, it's a delicate balance how your body works. Mm-hmm. And so when you start turning things and turning them off, you're often creating more harm than good. And when you've got a small brain that's growing, that's probably doubling in size, I mean, it's really detrimental to the health of our young people to have them consuming water and bathing in water that has all this, that has an enzyme disruptor in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really scary, some of the stuff you read. I'm reading this from the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And it talks about the fluoride has been recognized as one of the 12 industrial chemicals known to cause developmental neurotoxicity in human beings. Researchers have repeatedly challenged the alleged safety and effectiveness of fluoride.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, once the fluoride is in your body, all it does is it accumulates. There is no way, you know, a lot of toxins our body has an out for them. Either we excrete them or we sweat them out or the body metabolizes them somehow. But with fluoride, there is absolutely nowhere for it to go. So it just adds up. It'll build up on your bones, causing arthritis. You'll get these little bone spurs, like these little pokey parts on your bones. And then when the muscles move back and forth on your bones, it inflames them, causing arthritis. It'll calcify in certain glands, like your pineal gland, the one that sits in between your eyebrows. And that gland is important for variety of human physical actions, such as sleeping and just being feeling tired and sleeping soundly throughout the night. And then it also has a lot of spiritual ramifications, if you want to even go that route. A calcified third eye, you know, it makes you more, I guess, you know, less open-minded to the possibilities that there's, you know, more out there than just yourself. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of it's a double problem with that. It'll calcify in your thyroid. In fact, people with a hyperthyroid, that means their thyroid is too active, they are often prescribed fluoride to calm it down. Mm-hmm. But if you just have a regularly functioning thyroid and then you're drinking a bunch of tap water that has a bunch of fluoride in it, then you are lowering the amount of hormones that your thyroid is outputting and very likely causing yourself an increased risk of hypothyroidism.
Sounds like fluoride causes an awful lot of disease and disruption in the human body and mind. And yeah. Gee, what a coincidence. All that disease needs to be cured, if you will, with prescription medication and all these things. I mean, I'm looking at you, Diamond, and Avi, and Lexi. What are you guys thinking when you hear this kind of stuff? Because none of you have had children yet. You're going to have babies one day, probably.
That's what makes me scared.
Yeah. It should scare the bejesus out of you. It should scare the bejesus out of everyone listening.
It does. Mm-hmm. It totally terrifies me. All the ramifications, like you just pointed out. It's like it's this circular pattern of nothing good coming out of it. It's like, you
know. Nothing good coming out of it. And the fact that they don't do it anywhere really else in the world, a couple of other random places where probably they have corrupt governments as well, is what I'm thinking.
Right.
And it's a sneaky way to, you know, help your bro out or something. I don't know. I'm going to dig into it, though, because where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be a reason why they're doing it. And it's got to be greed motivated. Because why in the hell would we put something so toxic in our water in the United States of America? Why would we do
that? I mean, if you watch a bag of fluoride that they're actually dumping into the water supply, it has skull and crossbones all over it. And then you're giving it to your children or to yourself and you're drinking it. But even if you've got a filter, you think, oh, well, I've got a water filter. It's okay. Most filters don't remove fluoride. Very few filters. Reverse osmosis is one of the main ways, the main reliable ways to remove fluoride. And then even on top of that, if you get it out of your drinking water, it's in the water that you're bathing in or that you're washing your clothes in or washing your dishes in.
And think about when you eat out in the restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're boiling your pasta in it, okay? They're using it to put water on the tables. We are inundated with it. I mean, without our choice.
It's everything. I mean, think about if any product that you buy that has water in them, that could be a soda. It could be vegetable broth or something that's already reconstituted at the market. Anything that you're buying that has water in it more than likely has fluoride in it as well.
I'm angry. And anyone out there listening should be angry that we're subjected to this. That's how I feel about it personally. Diamond, you raised your hand. What did you want to ask Autumn?
I just want to know, what do we do? Is there a workaround or any way that we can avoid consuming fluoride?
The best workaround really is reverse osmosis. Now, the problem is, and what I was speaking to at the break, is that it is expensive. I did some research over the weekend, actually, because I sent out like a mass text to all of my friends, like telling them to stop drinking their tap water. And I did find there are a few like mobile reverse osmosis companies, meaning they come to your house kind of like, a water delivery system, but instead of delivering the water, they'll deliver like a little stand that hooks up under your sink, and then you have like a little spigot that you can get the water out from. And also, I believe like Natural Grocers, they sell reverse osmosis water in their store. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty inexpensive, particularly if you're comparing it to bottled water.
Yeah.
So it's not going to get rid of the stuff in your shower, but you can get some filters from the shower that will take out some of the fluoride, lessening it. I have a whole home filter that goes through a carbon filter and some coconut husks. And I mean, I get weird when it comes to water.
Coconut husks? How does that work?
Well, it just filters them out. So it's actually a 3-stage process. All of my house water is filtered through this 3-stage process. And then I also have RO on top of that for my drinking water. Like, I mean, I will eat rice all week long, but I will have some clean water. That is where my money goes.
No, I agree. It's one of the most important things you could possibly do for your health. But so many Americans, I didn't know to what degree we were really being poisoned by fluoride and sold this product under the guise that it's good for you. But for some people, it can actually destroy their teeth. It talked about it. Do you remember that part of the documentary? Mm-hmm. And basically, you're going to, this will make you mad too, Diamond. Can you explain to her about what they were saying about African American?
There's some sort of I guess a conflict, and because it's an enzyme disruptor. So if you're African American, you're already maybe have an extra one of these enzymes. It affects African American people twice as hard.
Yes.
Which
and destroys their teeth.
Destroys them. I mean, it was showing these pictures, these before and after pictures, and it's just insane. Mm-hmm. It's totally insane.
Yeah, the documentary was shocking. I don't know. I just don't know what to think about us. You hear, all this fake news. You have the media that tries to get to, we really do. I think that the media tries to get to the root of all of this, but it's so difficult because there's so much corruption in our world.
Well, it's that. And I mean, what it will really take is people being their own self-advocates. I mean, it's people needing to stop looking to somebody else as always having the answer for their health and start looking to themselves to empower themselves. I mean, we're in an information age. You can Google and figure out any information that you want to know about anything. So maybe stop going to your dentist and, having him tell you to give your baby or you rub fluoride toothpaste on your baby's gums and instead research it.
And then those fluoride things that they put on your molars, which I've always said, no, intuitively I always said, no, you're not doing that to my child.
No.
And they look at you like you're a bad mommy,
Yes,
like,
they do.
They do. It's...
I switched dentists because of the fluoride debate. I mean, I was like, you know what? I think you're a nice man, but we can't have the fluoride talk every time I come in.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Autumn. Always a pleasure. Thank you to our sponsors, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, EarthX, and the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.